Barreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Is the United States of America an imperialistic nation, and should it be?
Okay, so I've argued, to some measure, we're imperialistic. I've always been. When we showed up, when the Pilgrims showed up, Jamestown, Plymouth, did we not build a civilization? Were there not, albeit scattered, were there not hundreds of Indian tribes already here? Yes, of course. Imperialism is generally defined like this: a policy of extending a country's power and influence through diplomacy or military force. And there are just tons of examples of that. The Mexican War, the Spanish-American War. How about the purchase of Oregon Territory? We're going to expand. We're going to expand.
Hawaii, Alaska.
Hawaii, Alaska. We've always done that.
Yeah.
President Trump's just more blunt. Maybe rightly so, maybe not always rightly so. I don't know. Now, Greenland was going to be the focus, but now listen to this. I'll give you a little quiz. Who said, Randy, speak softly but carry a big stick? Who said that?
Ronald Reagan.
Teddy Roosevelt.
No, Teddy Roosevelt. I was just going to correct Teddy myself. Yes, he did.
Teddy Roosevelt.
The Bull Moose Party.
Before that. He said it before that. When he was Republican president. Yep. Okay. We sent over the Great White Fleet over to Japan to show Japan, don't mess with us. Look at what we've got. That's the nature of geopolitics. The notion that we can be over here in the United States, an island, and concern ourselves only with ourselves is isolationism. And that's not good America First policy. Why is it not good? Because other countries will extend their power if we don't. That was why we purchased Alaska. That is why we issued the Monroe Doctrine, saying, look, if we don't step out here and say no more, they're going to keep doing this. Spain, you're not welcome over here anymore. Britain, France, you're not welcome. Now, Britain went along with us and supported the Monroe Doctrine because they wanted to trade. But that is the nature of things. Where we were before World War I is different. Before World War I, the ocean was a little bit bigger than it is now. Obviously, it's not, but you understand what I'm saying. We live in a bad world here. We can't just ignore what's going on around the world. Now, so you tell me that the leaders of Canada and China met yesterday. Okay, fine. But with a very soft voice, we say to our Canadian friends and allies, don't get into any agreements with China that's going to threaten us. You don't have to be big, bad, and mean about it. You don't have to say it publicly. They better understand that. We don't want Chinese influence in our continent. We don't want that. We are. Now, you be careful. You want to speak softly, but we do have a big stick. That is the way that is. What about Greenland? Now, we talked about this for the whole show once. It's far different than Canada. Canada's a country. Fine. Good for them. I like to visit Canada. They're our neighbors. This said, though, there's 50,000 people live in Greenland. It's owned by Denmark, but the majority of the people in Greenland want independence from Denmark. Denmark's not willing to give it to them. And those people that live in Greenland don't want us to come and take it either. Polls are pretty consistent on that way. It's not like they are begging the United States to come over, but they would like to be an independent country. Now, here's what I say to the Greenlanders. That's just not reality, Greenlanders. It doesn't work that way. Here's what President Trump, he is saying that we need to own, not just control, but own Greenland. Because if you take a look outside Greenland right now, there are Russian destroyers, there are Chinese destroyers, and bigger. There are Russian submarines all over the place. We're not going to have Russia or China occupy Greenland. And that's what they're going to do if we don't. You understand that? Do I believe what the president is saying is true? I do. I do believe it. It is a vacuum. See, so I'm told. I'm no expert on this at all. But the shortest path for missiles and anything coming to America is over the poles, and it is important strategically for America's defense. Again, President Trump has said, we need Greenland from the standpoint of national security, and Denmark is not going to be able to do it. Yeah, Denmark's part of NATO. I get that. They are our allies. Good. But they can't protect that. If I were Denmark, I'd say, you know what? We just don't have the cards. And let's let America buy it and get as much as we can, because the people in Denmark, excuse me, people in Greenland don't want to be part of Denmark anyway. That's just the nature of the way it is. President Trump has said, and I quote, ownership is very important. Ownership gives you things and elements that you can't get from just signing the document. See, we already have military there, and I'm quite confident that Denmark would allow us to have more military there. Because we bring a lot of resources and money and business into Greenland, and Denmark owns Greenland.
But there's some things you can't do. Question on that point, Past Jetfield. Are we the only military base on Greenland, in Greenland, right now?
I think so. I think so. And that's good.
There's no other country that has a military base there that I know of, and I Googled that. I think we're already a presence there. How can they possibly be unwilling to negotiate with President Trump when we're already protecting Greenland with our military base?
They want to own it. It's national pride. You can't blame them for that. But if I'm speaking to Denmark, I'm saying face reality. There are 6 million people living in Denmark. Tell me that you are going to be able to protect Denmark from the Russians or the Chinese. Tell me that you can do that. You can't do that. Listen, there's so many other examples that come to mind on this. It's the way it is. It's geopolitics. You can't protect it. And President Trump, a businessman, pretty smart businessman, says, look, if we don't take it, somebody else is going to take it. I remind you, that's why we bought Alaska from Russia. They didn't want Great Britain to get it, and they sold it to us. And there's so many examples of this. But again, President Trump said ownership is very important. I'm coming slowly to this way of thinking. And remember when we talked about this a month or two ago? Listen, we've long wanted to get Denmark. But more so now that we have ballistic missiles that can fly over the poles. It's more important now than it has ever been. And the Eisenhower administration, the Truman administration, many administrations wanted Greenland. But they've never been willing to sell it. But now and let me just present this. President Trump says that it is a vital interest. It's not just needed. It's vital to America's defense. Hey, that's America first. It's vital to our defense. If it's vital, does America ever just take something that's vital? I'm not saying we should, but I'm saying we should think about it. If it would be catastrophic for China or Russia to get strategic control of Greenland, should we preempt that and take it ourselves so that they cannot? See, I do trust our president, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, to be very sober-minded and make sure it's vital. But if it's vital and the call is made, then we do it. Now, we can't invade a country without congressional approval. But believe me, there are ways of doing things. You can bet this, that on the ground in Venezuela right now, the CIA is active. I don't know what they're doing. They're doing some things, guaranteed. I mean, that's the nature of geopolitics. And that's what you have to do. So we have to think about it. My point today for this lesson is we've always done stuff like this. We just have a president now that's a little bit braver to speak about it publicly.
And basically, by speaking about it, raises people's awareness, maybe starts having people look at our history and seeing that, you know, this has happened, like you've mentioned in this history lesson, numerous times in our history over the years. This isn't anything new. And, Denmark has to be receptive to it. They have to understand President Trump is going to pursue them for the rest of his presidency, and is going to push and pressure them to do it.
Right. We have nothing against the Danes. What I'm saying to Denmark just is be realistic. Listen, today, here's what Trump said again. The U.S. needs air defenses deployed closer and closer to Russia to combat next-generation weapons that are not currently defensible with what we have available. Greenland provides that. Or do you want us to not acquire, hopefully through negotiation and purchase, Greenland, and allow Russia to maintain a foothold, and then to be able to hold us hostage with this, with whatever these new generation of weapons might be? Is that what you prefer? Is just trust Russia? They're good guys. Or China? They're even better guys. Trust them. They're not going to. They're not trying to extend their power. It's just the big bad imperialistic United States that is trying to support their own interest. Does anybody actually believe that? Listen, it's a bad world out there. It always has been. And we have to kind of look forward. We have to look forward to the future is what I'm saying. And we've done this, again, I'll just reiterate, from the get-go, we've expanded, and we have, yes, it is true, we have expanded, the United States has expanded our country's power and influence, whether diplomacy or military force. We've done it numerous times throughout our history.
And diplomacy includes flat out buying territory in areas around our entire hemisphere.
Right, it does, and it includes military force. How we acted in Venezuela. We have, and I support the president.
Yeah. Final segment of this discussion today on this Friday, January 16, 2026. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. Got a couple of text messages that I think very, very interesting. Floyd and Karen, the problem with Canada now is that it's becoming more and more socialist, which is one step closer to communism. We have Christian family members in Canada who seem to think socialism is just fine. What would you respond to that? And is there anything we can do to perhaps change that thinking with our neighbors to the north?
Believe it or not, I was just talking to a brother in Christ yesterday who has the same issues. He lives in the UP. He's got Canadian. His wife has Canadian family. And they better stay off of this because they think socialism is fine. And so what do we do about that? Well, we can't take over Canada. No, Canada is their own country. Well, but we have to kind of be nice, but firm and say, look, we're not going to let China dominate in your country. Now, President, I don't know how to do that, frankly, but we don't want the Chinese on our doorstep. And socialism, and just so you know, religious freedom in Canada is really waning. It's waning in Western Europe. Somebody sent to me this morning how Western in Germany they're calling hate speech. Anybody, if I can say anything, but if I say the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, well, that's hate speech because I'm a different religion and you're making me feel bad and you're hateful toward my religion and I'm going to get arrested. And these people portray themselves as anti-Nazi. If they went out and arrested a whole bunch of people because of their social media comments, they portray themselves as anti-Nazi, but they act just like the Nazis. Socialism is not good. It comes from the premise that God does not exist. So Christians who they don't understand. They don't understand the idea of socialism, communism, leftism, welfareism. They don't understand they don't understand. So we got to have some compassion. I'm not saying they're not Christian, but they definitely are off track.
Well, how do you talk with them? How do you, like that gentleman you said, lives in the UP, has family in Canada. How do you go about trying to persuade him, or do you even address it at all? Or do you just give up and say, okay, they've bought into it and there's nothing you're going to do to change their minds?
Okay. For him, he kind of has to, they got to stay off that subject. But I would just give you one scripture. Proverbs 16:26. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. The universal law of self-love. Listen, people work hardest when they work for themselves. We need a system of government, of economics, government, where we have free enterprise and people are free to improve themselves and work hard and improve their own lot. That is the Bible way. It's the economics in the Bible. That is the way it is. Work hard for yourself. And do not become dependent on government, because that produces things in you and in others that is not good. That is just so blatantly obvious. In America, at both Plymouth and Jamestown, we tried the common system. It did not work. It didn't work. Even in Plymouth, where a bunch of good Christians, they had a common store. It did not work. Until you take the idea that everybody's got to work for themselves, and then be generous with what God has given you, but work for yourselves. Be generous. But every man shall enjoy the fruit of his own labor. That is fundamental.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing I think is going to be very interesting. I had this conversation with Justin Michael in the first hour about what's going on in Iran. Shifting gears, changing thoughts real quickly. What's your thoughts about the president saying that he'll stand with the protesters if necessary, even provide military assistance?
Again, I trust the president and his advisors. If they feel like that's what has to happen, I'm going to support the president.
The only thing Justin brought up was very interesting, because he lived over there when he was serving in the military, and he said, you have to understand, the protesters might represent 2, 3, 4% of the population that feels that way, but the majority of the people don't trust the West. You know, they, you know, death to America, death to Israel.
Well, I don't believe that, Randy. I don't believe that.
I agree. I
do not.
I understand. I don't think so either, because the old guard, the old people may feel that way, but the young people, I mean, they're on cell phones. They're connected to the internet. They want to be part of the world economy.
Hey, let me tell you something about history. Only 2-3% of the Russian people were ever really dyed-in-the-wool Bolsheviks, communists. I mean, Lenin captured, they seized power in Russia. It wasn't that there was a mass movement of people wanting communism. That's just not the case. Was not the case, is not the case. That's just not true in history. A small percentage of people can capture power. That's what the Ayatollahs did. Now, I'm not saying they're 2-3%. I'm sure it's 20-30%. I don't know. But I've been told by Christian men that are in and out of there secretly, the majority of people do not like the Ayatollahs. They don't like that government, the majority. Yeah. Now, obviously, all of us are speaking somewhat from ignorance. I'm giving you firsthand, secondhand accounts, at least.
Yeah.
Pray
yeah.
for the president that he makes the right decision.
Amen to that. We'll see you on the radio church on Sunday from 11 to noon, sir.
Amen. Look forward to it.
Final hour of today's show. Short break. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5-